Praise be, Jesus and Mary. David Rodriguez, Content Director of the Fatima Center, taking advantage of this wonderful opportunity with our special guests. It's good to have you, Father James Maudsley. Welcome. Father Michael Rodriguez, welcome.
Thank you.
So again, we're just doing a little series of talks here where, for example, if somebody invited you to their house, maybe to have dinner, maybe they're talking to you, you know, they're bumping you on the street, questions they might ask you. And judging perhaps by the volume of questions that we receive at the Fatima Center, I'm thinking one of the questions you might receive, especially since they associate you with Fatima Center to some extent, is, well, I've heard that there's this fake Sister Lucia, this imposter that was impersonating Sister Lucia. So I did want to get your take on that. I'll just lay out a few things because people can watch it. I already gave a talk on this subject at our conference in Dallas, Texas. Hope you get to watch it. And then in addition, the Crusader issue that is coming out, Crusader 132, is devoted to that. Some of you may have received it yet, so you can sort of get a more comprehensive view of the issue. But I would say in a very brief nutshell, it does seem like there is evidence that has been compiled based on photographs and based on professional experts analyzing these photographs that on certain occasions where there were various public appearances of supposedly Sister Lucia, that they had someone there who the experts say scientifically could not have been the same Sister Lucia that was received the visions from Our Lady Fatima, that they just are too different. And so until there's other evidence, I think it's reasonable to accept that. Nevertheless, I think there are some dangers to that because once people think, well, there's an imposter, oh, they can go down a rabbit trail. They can start coming up with a lot of different theories, including, well, Sister Lucia was assassinated by the Vatican in the 1960s. She's been dead since 1960 or even earlier. And then she was, let's say, permanently replaced by an imposter, which doesn't take into account a lot of the other evidence. And then gets people oftentimes distracted from the real message of Fatima that we have to live. It can also cause them to fight and be divided amongst each other. And it can cause them just to lose faith, ultimately, I think, in the message of Fatima. So we also caution against going that and not giving it maybe an undue influence to this particular question. Nevertheless, it's a question that people are very concerned with, and they're always asking about it. So we thought, what better, you know, take this opportunity that you're here with us to ask at least our priests what their take is. So very open-ended question. What would you say when the lady comes up and asks you this?
Well, I think you put it very well, David, because you expressed how there's very good evidence that on numerous occasions that the person that was being put forth as Sister Lucia was not in fact Sister Lucia. I do think that that's quite likely. And I say that I think it's quite likely because there's no question that the Vatican has in many ways not been forthcoming with various elements with the message of Fatima, even just by the very fact that they silenced Sister Lucia. I mean, the fact that Sister Lucia was silenced, I mean, I think is just remarkable. I mean, and again,
it's
remarkable.
Volumes,
right. And it's remarkable in a negative sense, in that why in the world would you want to silence, you know, the living seer from Fatima that can really, you know, give us important insight into this very important message? So it makes absolutely no sense. There's no reason to, I think, seriously doubt that certain sinister forces in the Vatican would resort to anything. Certainly, you know, again, resorting to forging letters or forging signatures or even forging the public appearances of a Sister Lucia. I mean, if you want to silence her, well, then even more so, maybe you make it appear that, you know, it's the real Sister Lucia and you have someone else saying, you know, different things. I mean, kind of, it certainly makes sense in terms of looking at overall the way the Vatican has sought to suppress, let's say, maybe some of the more uncomfortable or incriminating, let's say, maybe to them, elements of the message of Fatima. So, sure. And I think that that should, the real possibility that at different points there was, let's say, someone who was acting as a Sister Lucia, that in fact was not Sister Lucia, I think that that also can serve a good purpose in terms of one being, let's say, careful as to the evil elements that have infiltrated into our beloved church. So you're, let's say, more alert. In that sense, it certainly can be helpful. But as you also said, I really do caution the faithful. You don't want to necessarily, well, you don't want to draw conclusions, absolute conclusions, when you don't have the evidence for them. And so if people start reaching the conclusion that, oh, because there's a likelihood that at certain points, you know, there was a fake Sister Lucia, that then that means that, you know, whatever, someone assassinated, you know, the real Sister Lucia, or that, I don't know, that there was, I don't know, all the, let's say, different theories, but on those, I'd say you really have to be careful.
Well, let me tell you some of the theories is that that third secret is completely bogus. Even what was revealed in 2000 has nothing to do with Lucia. She was dead. Someone else wrote it.
Okay.
So we shouldn't pay any attention to that. Another of the theories might be it's now too late to have recourse to Jesus and Mary. And I choose those words because people say too late, which flies directly in contrary to what our Lord told Sister Lucia, that it's never too late to have recourse. But they say it's too late because the time of Fatima has gone by. Like, we had a window of opportunity to get it done. And maybe the window closed in 1960, the date they have. So they say, you know, it's over, done with. You know, no reason to even try to consecrate Russia now.
Our Lady said the consecration will happen and there will be peace, but it will happen late. Yeah, so sorry to interrupt.
No, perfect. That's exactly it. And I was just giving some examples of some of the things that I start hearing where I say they sort of like get off the rail of what the message of Fatima really is.
Well, I was going to say that also. I was going to say, look, you have to, through all of this, you have to stay focused on what we know is the message of Fatima. And I think, like what Father Mazzi had just kind of briefly said, and what we know our Blessed Mother said, what we also have, I mean, in different ways that it's been confirmed. Again, what we know is of the message of Our Lady of Fatima. And you have to be careful, because if you're getting distracted from that, by these, you know, possible theories of a fake Sister Lucia, that's a red flag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm skeptical when I first heard this, because I've seen these analysis of photographs where people compare widely different, but we know it is the same person over the course of years. If the lighting is different, even if their state of health is different, it can appear like a completely different person. I also, what's the possible proportion of the significance of it when we have things like Traditionis Custodes or Fiducia Supplicans coming out? These are genuine scandals, terrible, devastating to the church. So whether or not there were an imposter, Sister Lucia, I've no idea, but we have major present problems to deal with. And
so it sounds to me like what you're saying, Father, is that in some ways, this is an issue that in the past, and maybe even now, doesn't concern you that much. And it's interesting because there are plenty of faithful that I talk to that do take that position. They may not know too much about it, and even when they sort of hear about it, it's not
of
significant import, it seems. So I think that's what you're telling me in your own...
I think it's more important that the consecration has not been made, I don't believe it's been made, and the secret has not been read out, as the lady asked. They're real. These things haven't happened. Whether or not there was an imposter, I don't know. But I know with a lot of conspiracy theories, like if you asked me 10 years ago, have men landed on the moon, Neil Armstrong and that, I would have said, of course. And then someone said, well, look at the press conference of them 2 weeks after the moon landing, and they're all fidgeting away like they weren't in the press conference before. Their eyes are down. They look brokenhearted. They're not over the moon, as you'd expect. So I could appreciate, maybe I'm wrong and maybe there's something to this. And what you just said now, actually, that it fits in completely with the Vatican silencing the message of Fatima, which is really bizarre. Why haven't popes done this, or why haven't they read out the secret? It's bizarre. So maybe such, I mean, we know that with abusers being promoted in the Vatican, that there is terrible evil happening from the top of the hierarchy. So it's conceivable that this could have happened, but it's not going to affect my faith one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, when you say that, that's the thing that I see, Father, is that shenanigans, I don't know if that's the best way to describe it, but the shenanigans have been going on from the Vatican with regard to Fatima. I mean, that's clear. I mean, even just the whole thing with, you know, Bertone and the way... Bertone and Sodano, it's very interesting. Yes, all the things with the envelopes. And just the persecution, for example, that he went through. What's the guy? No, but not Sodano. I'm thinking of the... What's the
Antonio Socci?
Yes, Antonio Socci. Yeah, I mean, I've read a bit on Antonio Sochin. It's remarkable. I mean, you see all the things that he goes through. You know, he's trying to, it seems to be sincerely a journalist that, let's say, at the beginning, he thought that a lot of people that were devoted to Fatima, he kind of considered them, you know, Fatima fanatics that were, like, again, coming up with conspiracies against the Vatican. This whole thing where he was, you know, Catholic and a sincere journalist and saying, you know, this too conspiratorial. And so at some point, I forget the whole story, but he starts doing his own research. And he, at the end of the day, he did a 180. I mean, he did it a 180, and part of the 180 was the way he was treated. He couldn't believe it because, I mean, he was sincerely looking for the truth. And, you know, they were even at some points shutting him out of, I think, conferences and sending, I think they even sent some people after him. Obviously, Father Gruner, I mean, it'd be interesting to talk to some people that, let's say, maybe were closer to Father Gruner, because even just the kind of things that Father Gruner went through, I mean, you'd say, I mean, here you have a faithful priest, a priest that loves our Blessed Mother. I mean, look at all the work that he's doing for the good of the church to spread the message of Our Lady of Fatima, even being, you know, physically attacked. I think he was even physically attacked at the Fatima Shrine. So, I mean, you see all these kind of, I would say, basically I would say shenanigan things being done and things also to cover up, I would say, the truth and manipulate things. And so, yeah, it's not.
What about the monstrosity they've built in the place of the Fatima Shrine, as they have in Lourdes and in Guadalupe? That speaks volumes about their godless Masonic agenda.
And their attempt to squash the real message that our Blessed Mother was trying to bring us, for sure, yes.
Yeah, but I think I would just, back to, I think what you asked, David, I would try to encourage the faithful. I would say, look, if certain of these questions, let's say, maybe intrigue you, or you're trying to, you know, you say, well, what really happened? Okay, spend some time. But don't go beyond, be careful of going beyond what there is. If there's beyond what's really strong, solid evidence, I'd say don't go beyond that. And even then, don't assume that it's 100% certainty, because we still don't even know that. Right. And so always keep that in mind and put it in the proper context, realizing that I also need to, more than anything else, stay focused on the message of Fatima. And you can do that. I mean, in terms of looking at, again, the what it recognizes, the authentic, you know, diaries and things of Sister Lucia. I mean, because even then, I mean, yeah, you've got pretty much a good record up until, I guess, 1958, because that's, I think, when basically she was silenced, what, in maybe 58, 59. So I'm not sure why some, you mentioned that some people might think, like, I don't know what, like, the, I can't believe the third secret, or not, or we can't do anything anymore. I'm still not even quite sure where those kinds of attitudes come out. I mean,
well, no, I haven't understood them either.
I'm not sure. I would say, look, we know that Russia needs to be consecrated to Immaculate Heart of Mary. We know this hasn't been done, and I emphasize we know it hasn't been done, because you'll be very familiar with this, David, because it wasn't that long ago when Francis did a consecration, I guess, right, the Russia-Ukraine war had already begun.
So March 25th.
Okay, I was going to say, you know better than I did. And again, same thing, when that one first came out, I was extremely skeptical from at the very beginning. I was extremely skeptical, and I know there were a lot of
on tape being very skeptical.
Okay, well, so good. Oh, good. You do? Okay, good, good. So then it's on record. Very good. I was extremely skeptical about this whole thing, and yet there were some people that were really gung-ho on, you know, this is it, this is it, this is it. I hope that by now it's crystal clear that maybe even...
We'll see the effect.
Yeah, but interesting, maybe it even harmed the cause.
May have harmed, well...
Yeah, I mean, in a sense of making a mockery and right. Also, I mean, being deceitful. Being deceitful, yes. With things that are holy and things that are serious. You need to consecrate Russia, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I mean, it's not something to, you know, to be... I don't know, pleasing people with or making yourself look...
One more thing to just mention, the concern that I often have with this whole issue of the false Sister Lucia is that if people who believe there's a false Sister Lucia trumpet it too strongly, the way you were saying, not to go beyond the evidence and not to just say, well, this is what the... You know, to stay within the realms of reason. And why I don't... I just sort of always wondering. I'm always asking myself, like, what is God doing in this? What's his plan here for us? But by the same token, you know, what is the devil doing here? How is he throwing in his tail to spread confusion and division? Because that's what I've seen here, is that sometimes this issue causes division, causes people to fight, causes people to get angry at each other, causes them to sort of say, well, you're not a real devotee of Our Lady because you don't... Or if you find a person who is reasonable and you present them with something that's unreasonable, because you make claims that are too large with this imposter, then it's so easy for that other person to start thinking, well, you're a kook, and so then everything you're saying about Fatima, I'm also going to disbelieve. And then it can actually discredit the message of Fatima in the eyes of others who maybe don't know that much about Fatima yet. So I sort of caution, I say you have to be careful how you approach this issue with people. Do it very measured, do it very logically and reasonably, don't grab too much, don't overreach, because you could actually cause more damage. And people will forget about the message of Fatima, either because they misunderstand it, or they just don't believe anything, because now they don't, you've lost credibility. Right. So those are some concerns I think
well
also
said.
That are real.
I mean, well said. I mean, they're legitimate concerns, and the reasons why I think that we then have to be serious about how we, let's say, to deal with the whole matter in a, I'd say, balanced way, and with the idea of, I think, very important, wanting to promote the full message of Fatima and be faithful to it. Let that really be what motivates us more than anything else. Because like I say again, even like if Father Mazi were to say, look, I don't know that much about it. Maybe it could go either way. But staying focused on really what the message of Our Lady of Fatima is, that's key. Because if something is distracting us from that, like you're saying, you know, either losing credibility or causing fights among the Catholic faithful and those that are devoted to Our Lady of Fatima, that's not good. I mean, something... again, not right here. So,
well, and you've mentioned several times, so maybe we conclude with that, living the message of Fatima. So just to remind all of our listeners, in a very, very brief nutshell, you want to amend your life, right? She always asks for the conversion of sinners, so conversion, amendment of life is very important. Live a Roman Catholic life. We call it a Roman Catholic SOS, is what I like to remember mnemonic, RCSOS. So you have the rosary, you pray it every day, that's the R, the C, consecration. Your own personal consecration, but very importantly, more importantly, pray for the consecration of Russia, which the Pope is doing in union with all the world's bishops. The S is for the scapular, wear your brown scapular always. The O is to offer prayer and penance, especially your daily duty, keeping God's commandments, offer those in reparation, offer those for the conversion of sinners. And then the last S is the first Saturday devotion, practice it every month. If you do those things, you're working on amending your life, and you're doing the RCSOS, rosary, consecration, scapular, offering, prayer and penance, and first Saturday, then you're living the message of Fatima. And we share that with others, we spread it to everyone we know with great joy, knowing that in the end, her Immaculate Heart will triumph, Russia will be consecrated, the world will have a period of peace. So may God bless you all. Thank you. Father, if you'd close us with an Ave.
Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus.
Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Mater te, admirabilis,
ora pro nobis.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Amen. Amen.